This article is brought to you by the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. 10 Behaviours That Destroy First Impressions Instantly. You're losing people before you say a word. What happened? Research confirms what most of us already suspect: people form a solid opinion of you within seconds of meeting you. A recent piece from the Times of India catalogued 10 behaviours that silently destroy first impressions, covering everything from body language to personal grooming. The core finding is uncomfortable, but important. You are being read constantly, and most of that reading happens before your mouth opens. The communication angle. So what exactly is being communicated when you haven't said anything yet? Everything. That is the honest answer. Your posture, your eye contact, the firmness of your handshake, the direction your feet are pointing when you stand in a group. These are not trivial details. They're a broadcast signal running on a channel you may not even know you're operating. Most people spend enormous energy crafting what they say, and almost zero energy managing how they arrive. Here is the problem with its strategy: people trust what they see before they trust what they hear. If your body says, "I don't want to be here," and your words say, "I'm thrilled to meet you," people believe your body. Every time. The mismatch between your physical presence and your verbal message does not confuse people. It just makes them distrust you faster. The behaviours that kill first impressions are not mysterious. Avoiding eye contact signals that you're either hiding something or not confident enough to engage. A limp handshake communicates that you're already apologising for taking up space. Checking your phone while someone is speaking tells them their time is worth less than whatever is on your screen. None of these require a psychology degree to decode. People read them instantly and instinctively. What most professionals miss is that first impressions are not just about that first meeting. They set the terms for every conversation that follows. If someone files you under low confidence or distracted in those opening seconds, you're now negotiating against that label in every subsequent interaction. Changing a first impression requires consistent, deliberate effort over time. It is far easier to get it right the first time. The fix is not complicated, but it requires intention. Before you walk into any new situation, you need to make 3 quick decisions. How do I want to stand? Where will I direct my attention? What energy am I bringing into the room? These are not rhetorical questions. Answer them literally, before you arrive, every time. This is exactly the kind of scenario I break down in Say It Right Every Time. The chapter on nonverbal credibility gives you a framework for auditing your physical communication habits before high-stakes situations, because the words you choose matter far less than most people think, and your presence does the heavy lifting long before language enters the picture. The takeaway. Before your next first meeting, whether it is a job interview, a client pitch, or a networking event, stand in front of a mirror for 60 seconds. Look at your default posture. Check where your eyes naturally land. Notice what your face does when it is at rest. This is what other people see before you have said a single word. Adjust one thing that looks closed or apologetic, and walk in with that adjustment locked in. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit eamonblackthorne.com to get your copy.